Shalom to all. Today we're on Masechas Kedushin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah has been learned b'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Defan, Ruzivik Hagun, B'Karav Mamish. Now we're going to have a number of cases of Kedushin al Tanai. The Mishnah tells us, Ha'armel Isha, a man tells a woman, Harei Mekudashes Leil, Menashe Etan Lach Masayim Zoz, your Mekudashes to me on condition that I give you 200 Zoz. Harei Mekudashes, she's Mekudashes V'yitain. He just has to make sure at a later date to give her that 200 Zoz. Let's say he told her, Menashe Etan Lach Makan V'ad Shalashim Yoim, on condition that I give you this 200 Zoz from now until 30 days. So then, Nasalam says Shalashim, if he gave it to her within 30 days, Mekudashes, she's Mekudashes, Vimlav, in Mekudashes. If not, she's not Mekudashes, because that was part of the Tanai, part of the stipulation of the Kedushin, that it has to be done within 30 days. Let's say he told her, Almanas Shiyashli Masayim Zoz, on condition that I have 200 Zoz, not that I'm going to give it to you, but that I'm a decently wealthy man, I have 200 Zoz in my pocket, you don't have to worry. So I raise Mekudashes, Viyashloi, she's Mekudashes, that's if he has the 200 Zoz. And lastly, if he tells her, Almanas Shiyarich Masayim Zoz, on condition that I show you 200 Zoz, I raise Mekudashes, Viyarilah, she's Mekudashes, and he just has to show her that 200 Zoz, which belongs to him. If he shows it to her on a table, she's not Mekudashes. This is specifically referring to a Shulchani, a money changer, who always has money floating around his table. So if he points to 200 Zoz on the table and says, see, that's 200 Zoz, she's not Mekudashes because it's not his. It's from a customer that put it down that's waiting for the money exchange, and that's not considered a fulfillment of the Tanai that I'm going to show you money. It has to be that he's showing her his money. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, now discussing the same thing, just with a field. Let's say he told her, you're Mekudashes to me, I'm going to ask Yeshli base core offer, on condition that I have a base core of land, which is 30 Sa'a, and that's a piece of property, 274 by 274 Amis. Hariz Mekudashes, she's Mekudashes V'yeshloi, he just has to make sure to have it. Let's say he told her, I'm not Yeshli B'makam Ploini, on condition that I have a piece of property in that place, Im Yeshli B'asim Makam Mekudashes, V'mlav Ein Mekudashes. If he has it in that place, she's Mekudashes. If not, she's not Mekudashes. And last, if he tells her, I'm not Sha'arich Base Kur offer, on condition that I show you a base core of land, Hariz Mekudashes, she's Mekudashes V'yarena, he has to show it to her, and again, it has to be his, it can't be somebody else's, and therefore, Rimher B'bika Ein Mekudashes. If he shows her a piece of property in the valley or in this big open area that has a lot of fields, she's not Mekudashes. This is referring to where he's a sharecropper, he's an aris, and it's not really his field. He's working the field based off this contract that he has with the owner, but it's not actually his, so she's not Mekudashes. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalon and Hay with more cases. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.